Good morning. Today, Amir Tzashem, we will finish the side of those who permit going up onto Har HaBayis even nowadays. And what we've been going through are the various arguments as to why it should be permitted to go up onto the Temple Mount outside of the Makom HaMikdash, going into the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, would be absolutely prohibited. Even going into a mikvah, because we have a din of Tmei Meis, and a Tmei Meis is not permitted to go into the place where the Beis HaMikdash was, into the walls, into the chil that was around the Beis HaMikdash, because we have no way to be metahir, to purify ourselves from the Tumas HaMeis that we have. We don't have a paraduma, so we have no process that can be metahir ourselves. We can be metahir ourselves from other types of tuma, and we would have to go through the various processes of doing that, which has its own challenges. But either way, Ni'ikar Adin, we could go up, it seems, into the area around Har HaBayis. Truth be told, we've seen all the Gedolei HaPoskim that we quoted, that they say don't go up into the entire Har HaBayis, because even if we could find various areas that would be permitted, which is not such a simple thing, and many say we can't because we don't know where we could go. But regardless, even if we could, for argument's sake, but because we are machshil, other people who will go up, they'll see us go up and they'll say, oh, it's permitted to go up, and they won't know that we would be going up in specific areas. They go into other areas. They go into the actual Makom HaMikdash, the area where the Beis HaMikdash stood. They'll go into where the Kodesh Kodashim stood. This stuff, unfortunately, happens all the time. And in addition, they won't know that even in the area that could arguably be permitted to go into, you have to go to mikveh. You have to prepare yourself properly, and you have to go up in certain ways. You can't be taking your backpack and your camera and taking selfies, and they wouldn't know that, so we are machshil other people. But let's continue on the side that it is permitted to go up into certain areas, onto the Har HaBayis, outside the Makom HaMikdash. So we went through various arguments. Those who permit say that by going up, we can be mekayim various mitzvahs asay. For example, one argument was you can be mekayim the mitzvah kivush Eretz Yisrael, that you are conquering the land of Israel, a mitzvah, or yishuv Eretz Yisrael. By doing kivush, conquering the land, we are mekayim the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And we said that that is not a very strong argument to enable one to go up in particular, even if that were so, but that's not so simple. Even if it were so, it wouldn't permit doing an action that could cause us a safek karis, that possibly we're going to be chayav karis for going into those areas. Certainly we're not going to permit that in order to do the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Another argument that we saw, a second argument, is that by going up onto Har HaBayis, we can be mekayim the mitzvah of mor mikdash. And we said as well that that's not so simple. There is a me'iri that says you can't be mekayim mor mikdash in the Har HaBayis. It would have to be those mitzvahs, those parts of Mor HaMikdash that require a location that would be only in the Makom HaMikdash itself, not the Har HaBayis around the Makom HaMikdash where the Beis HaMikdash stood, and not the Temple Mount. And we're not permitted to go into the Makom HaMikdash. And in any case, we saw that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash from the distance, anywhere in the world that you so desire. There's certain ways that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash. So today we're going to look at a third argument, why there's a mitzvah that we can do while going up to the Har HaBayis, and in the absence of that, we could not be mekayim the mitzvah. So there's a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, pasuk K, that says, Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem, that it, when it comes to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose, Nikol Shivtechem Lasum et Shemo Sham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to put his name there, Lishichno Sidroshu Ubasa Shama, that you should be Shochen, you should be Doreshit. We're going to have to look at what this means, but you should attempt to investigate and find it and come to there. And there are those who want a rival, a proof that here we have it, Lishichno Sidroshu Ubasa Shama, that there's a mitzvah to go on to Har HaBayis. So based on that pasuk, but truth be told, in the article by Yossi Briner, he says as follows, that there are not one of the monea mitzvahs, those who codify the Tariq mitzvahs, that count this as a mitzvah. Not one. In fact, I did my own search on this, and it is correct that there is not one that counts this as a mitzvah, Lishichna Sidrashu Basa Shama, going up to Har HaBayis, being a mitzvah. And in fact, if you look at the Ramban on that pasuk, he explains what is going on here. What is Lishichna Sidrashu? Shetelchu lo me'eretz merchakim, that you should go from the distance lands, and you should ask, Vishalu ana derech beis Hashem, when you're making your travel, you should ask, where is the house of Hashem? This is when you're traveling up, not when you're there, not that the mitzvah is getting there, but it's the process of going up, and we'll see the reason in a little bit. V'tomro isha re'eyu. And one person should say to the other, as you're walking along, or when you're sitting on that Elal plane, and you should say to the person sitting next to you, l'chku v'na'alel har Hashem, let's go. Let's go up to the mountain of Hashem, el beis elokei Yaakov. That's quoting a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Let's go to the house of Yaakov. So when we're on the trip, traveling up, when we're walking up, wherever we may be coming from, it's the mitzvah to be showing, and this is the reason for it, to show kavod to the place, the makom hamikdash, that we are going there. So we should be discussing it. We should be discussing where is it go, what's the best way to go. Give me some instructions. Why don't you come with me? Kelashon Sion Shisha'alu Derech Heina Pneamis. That's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu that the Ramban is quoting. He says, Tzion Yishalu. You should ask about Zion when you're going up. Derech Heina Hine Pneam. When you're going up and facing in that direction. He quotes also a Sifrei that says basically a similar thing. You should be Dorashit. And when you're going up, you should ask a Navi. Where's the Beis Hashem? But does that mean you should wait for an answer? No, it says you should go. Keep on going, even if he doesn't answer quickly. Keep on going up to the Makom and ask people along the way. Drashu Matzah. And he brings up Derech HaEmesh. What is this concept of Lishichnot Tidrashu? Lichvoda Dar Tidrashu. It's showing kavod to the place of the Makom HaMikdash, that if we are discussing it and asking, how do I get there? What's the best way? Why didn't you come with me, Umat Hashama, along the way, and then we get there, Liros Bnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So that is, it's talking about the process of getting there, that there is an inyan. There's an inyan to be discussing. And now, Rav Zvi Breuner says on this Ramban, the Rambam never says there's a mitzvah to go on to the Har HaBayis. He never said that. There is an inyan, maybe even a big inyan, to find the place, to be traveling there, but there's not a mitzvah, there's an inyan. It doesn't say there's a mitzvah here, and in addition, none of the Monei HaMitzvah say that there is a mitzvah. So Rabbi Breiner, in the end of the day, he says that we've gone through various mitzvahs. We talked about Kivush Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, number one, Mor HaMikdash, number two. We now talked about Lishichna, Sidrashu, various mitzvahs. We see that none of them are a requirement to be on the Makom HaMikdash. You can be Mekayim, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if you can be Mekayim it, according to those who say that an individual can be Mekayim it, or even the Tzibur, it has to be where the Tzibur is, so we wouldn't be fulfilling it by specifically going on to Har HaBayis. If you could do it Har HaBayis, you can do it elsewhere as well. Mor HaMikdash, we said you can do it elsewhere as well. And now we are saying the Shichna Sidrashu, that the Mishmah says specifically going up. It's not in the Makom HaMikdash. So we don't have a very good argument to say that there are mitzvahs that we can only do on Har HaBayis. You can't go into the Makom HaMikdash regardless. So we don't have a very strong argument. In fact, even if we did have a good argument, when you pin that versus the possibility of violating an Isser Doraisa of going on, at being a Tmei Meis and going into the wrong places, and it's not only a simple Isser Doraisa, it's associated with a Karis, a punishment of Karis, even if it's a Safek, would not warrant going up. So nonetheless, on the side of those who are lenient, there are certain Rabbanim nowadays that have signed a Michtav Chizuk, a letter giving chizuk to those who are going up to Har HaBayis. And we're not talking about, obviously, Rabbi Eliashiv, who would never sign such a thing. He'd sign the opposite, don't go, or Rav Chaim Kanievsky, or any of the gdolim that we have quoted, the Tzitz Eliezer, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the whole litany, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who would say that it's prohibited to go up, Rav Avadya Yosef, to go up to the entire Temple Mount, not only the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, but there are certain Rabbanim who nowadays have signed this Michtav. Now, having said that, before reading some of the text of this letter, we have to know that there are times when signatures do get signed on letters that the Rav did not consent, or that he consented to the concept, but he never saw the exact text that was put on to the letter, and he's signing on to a concept, is would it be permitted to go up or not? Okay, you know, and he may be of the view certain very limited areas on the very, very southern side, and if you do proper preparations, and he said, agrees to it over the phone, and didn't see the actual text, or he saw some text, and the final text looked different. We don't know the situation, and that would be on every proclamation that comes out. We don't know the situation, and unless we ourselves saw the gadol reading the text and signing it themselves, it's It's difficult to assume, just seeing a text like this, that is accurate, but apply that across the board. So, but regardless, there is this Mikhtav Chizuk. It is from the year Tavshin Ayin Hei. That is approximately 6 years ago. And it says as follows, L'shichna sidreshu vasa shama. That's our pasuk that we just quoted, that you should indeed, shichna, you should make this investigation, you should come there. And it says, and I will admittedly say that I don't really understand the paragraph, but we'll read it nonetheless. Achas hadrachim hachashuvos lidrishas hamikdash. One of the important ways, it's not saying the only way, one of the important ways to be doresh the mikdash. Again, achas hadrachim hachashuvos lidrishas hamikdash b'yameinu. Nowadays, hi ha'aliyah, the har beis Hashem, is going on to the har abayis. It's not the only way. That's the admission of this letter, even though they're giving chizuk to those who go up. It's not the only way, but it is a way to go up, and that is lidrishas hamikdash, apparently fulfilling this this pasuk. And as we said, nonetheless, that this isn't really the pashtus of the pasuk, but they're reading it to be inclusive of going on to the makam hamikdash. And then continuing, Baruch Hashem, rabim ha'olim kayom lahar ba'akbada halalacha. Baruch Hashem, there are many people going up to the har Hashem, and they are makbid on the halacha. So based on the psak of those poskim who see going up as a mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? Apparently that they're saying that the mitzvah is based on this pasuk, l'shichna sidreshu basam shama, even though none of the monea mitzvahs count this as a mitzvah, but they are including it in one of the ways is to fulfill, is the drisha going up, is to get to the har abayis. One of them, not the only one, but one of them. And then they say, gam anu achatumi mata, we, the signatories below, we are zoche to be counted among those who support those going up to har abayis b'tahara. There is a real focus, Baruch Hashem, here, of going to mikvah, going up to tahara, following the protocols. I'll skip the next pasuk. It's just talking about somebody who was a real proponent, who was attacked because of his being such a proponent of going on to har abayis. Anu mevarchim es kol hatzibur ha'ole lahara kodesh b'tahara. We are giving a bracha to all the tzibur who goes up to the Har HaKodesh in purity, Beremora Mikdash, and treating it properly, meaning don't take your cell phone, your smartphone out and be taking pictures around. That's not more a Mikdash. Tzipiyata Yeshua, they are looking forward to the redemption. Kol El HaMekomot HaMutarim, into the places that are permitted to go, not all the places, but where it's permitted. And that they should have a Kabbalah of their tfilos, b'makom bo einei Hashem kol hayamin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Shechina, is watching, v'yirei neinu b'nechamat tzionecha, and we are their eyes, should be zochet to be, see the nechama of tzion, b'binyan amikdash, b'mirav yameinu, and signed there are various rabbanim, Rav David Lior, Rav Nachum Eliezer Rabinovich, Rav Yisrael Ariel, etc., etc. On the bottom, it's interesting, it says a different statement. It doesn't say the top statement, which we read through. It says, Anu mechazkim es yedei rabbanan v'talmidei hona olim lahar kodesh betar v'mor mikdash. We are strengthening the hands of those rabbis and their students who go up to the har hakodesh betahara and emor mikdash. And it says, chitzku v'yam yimetz levavchem kol meachim la. But it could be, and it has another eight rabbanim signed, including Rav Chaim Drukman, Rav Eliezer Melamed. But it's interesting, I don't know why there's the top part that has the more text that we read, signed by probably 25, 30 rabbanim, and then the bottom section has that much shorter statement. It could be, I'm not sure, I don't know the history, but it could be that they disagreed that you can't cite that pasuk, the Shichna Sidreshu Basa Shama, as a source for going on. They didn't agree with the actual text above, so it's a separate text, and they're just saying we're being mechazek, those who go on, it has to be betahara, it has to be with more mikdash, but they don't have this, quoting the pasuk and saying it's a mitzvah, etc., etc., so it could be that that's why it's a separate statement below and signed by eight other rabbanim. So there we have it in a nutshell. Obviously, the preponderance of the evidence is, preponderance of the postgame, the gedolei Yisrael, is to not go on to Har HaBayis, and that is obviously a wise thing to adhere to, not going on whatsoever, because of all the reasons we've discussed, including the sveikos, the doubts, where is it permitted, where is it prohibited to go in, and even if you think, you know, And maybe you do know that there are certain limited areas that one could go on, but people are watching, and you may be doing it right, but other people are watching, and they don't know which areas you're going into when they see you go up. They don't know where you went to mikveh in advance. They don't know how to do the proper preparations, and it is absolutely being machshil the rabim when many, many people, unfortunately, are going on not knowing the proper halachas and going into many areas. I've unfortunately heard a number of stories of people going up, shomrei Torah mitzvahs, and going into the wrong areas, simply, innocently, not knowing where they should be going. Thank you so much for listening.